This is the Frederica Academy Night Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, 95 Wings, Marshland Credit Union, Ashley Business Solutions, Lou Saab Kia, and by Frederica Pharmacy. And now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here with you as always. We are on location under the oaks on the campus of Frederica Academy. Frederica Knights Coaches Show sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, 95 Wings, Marshland Credit Union, Ashley Business Solutions, Frederica Pharmacy, and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. And now, joining us, the head coach of the undefeated region champion Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
That's a cool night.
Yeah. Well, it's football weather finally.
It is, finally.
Now that the season is over, it's football season. Well, now the regular season is over. Yes. Let's amend that real quick. That feels good to say it, doesn't it? Undefeated in the region champs.
Yes. I think I got a text from a couple kids that finally the trophy's back where it belongs. So, it's pretty, it's exciting. I thought we had a good year, a good run so far. Still got work ahead of us, and I thought our kids this week done a really good job being focused at practice, even though we've had this open week. But they did some really amazing things this year from where we started to where we're at, and I think we've gotten better and better from week to week.
Let's talk about the final week of the year. This almost historic victory against St. Andrews, second largest margin of victory in the series against the Lions, 49-16 the final score. With the exception of the Mary Ford Fitzgerald's extra points, every single point provided by Stanton Beverly and Braxton Sykes. It was, obviously it's a team game, it's a team sport, but those two really shine Friday night.
Yeah, played great. I thought overall, we go back and we watch film and we kind of talk about, at halftime, we thought we were a little flat at the beginning, but we were just methodical. We did the things we needed to, and Coach Juergen dialed up a big play. Stanton and Braxton connected a couple times, two or three times, and then, Braxton made a couple on one run, and Stanton made some on some runs. When you dial them up, you got to connect, and we did, and it was big for us. I think one of them also was Stanton threw a great jump ball to Jalen Baldwin over there, and he went up and got it for a 33-yard catch or something like that. I thought our kids played really well. Once you go back and look at it, it was kind of we're going to go take care of business, there was no really up and down about it. But I thought we were very methodical the way we did it offensively and defensively, and just handled our business and got out there and got the win.
I think this says volumes about what kind of expectations you have for your team. You just said that you felt a little flat going into halftime. This after a 28-point second quarter.
I thought we were very flat. It's hard to get up for a game like that after you've played two rivalry games, unless it's another big rivalry game. But you got Bullock and then you had Pinewood, and it was back-to-back, and then nothing against St. Andrews, but, they'd been struggling a little bit here and there, and they had a lot of their kids, got a lot of injuries. And so we had prepared all of our kids all week, playing time, rotating a lot of people. So, and I thought we were just a little flat, like I said, but we did score 28 points in that second quarter. And I thought we executed the 2-minute drive with 50 something seconds and a couple timeouts, or maybe one timeout. Probably, I think we were perfect on the drive except for one ball, throwing it down the field. And that was pretty impressive for us. And that was a good thing that we did. It kind of gets you ready when you go into the postseason. If something like that comes up, how can you respond to it? I thought our kids did a good job Friday night.
This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, obviously, just from the box score itself, you see the big contributions from Stanton and from Braxton. And, of course, from three in 21 as well. But you had a couple of freshmen that really jumped up and contributed on Friday night as well.
Oh, yeah. I thought Andy played well. Hagfors, he had six tackles at linebacker. He had to go fill in. Jordan was hurt, had a concussion, and I thought Andy did a great job. He does a great job reading it in practice. He's very fast. The biggest thing is his biggest deficiency is just size right now because he's a freshman, you know. But as far as reading it and moving from side to side, he does a really good job. And then, you know, watch him at practice today, and him and Gavin are just, I mean, they're talking and communicating like nobody's business. And everybody's got this, and if they got this call, I got this, and I got it, I've got it, you know. And then we snap the ball and run through a play, and bam, you can hear them talking still while they're running. Oh, I got it, you got this, you got leverage, I got this guy. And I was like, wow, okay. You know, I think for those two, they're processing machines as it's going on, and they do a really good job defensively. And I thought Andy did a good job. I thought Hudson did a good job as well. Hudson's played really well all year, getting thrown into that spot at safety, and he's come along, and it's gotten better and better. You know, we've got a pretty good young group, you know, and our seniors have done a pretty good job of getting them in the places they need to be and keeping them in line and doing some things. And our junior class has really started to excel. So, you know, I think right now we've still got some upside to us, and it's never good to peak before you get to the playoffs. So we're still trying to peak, and hopefully it'll be in the playoffs.
Now, I got to give you once again another tip of the hat to my former broadcast partner, John Wetzler, who always loved talking about the differences between the skinny ankle guys and the fat ankle guys. And you had a couple of fat ankle guys get some snaps at running back in the waning minutes on Friday night. How awesome was that to be able to give those guys that opportunity to get some offensive stats on their history?
It's great to get Fuller, you know, a snap or two. He was in practice doing some stuff there during the week, and would jump in there at running back and say, like, I'm getting myself ready, coach, for that carry or two, you know. And I'm like, okay. And then we call the inside zone, and the place he runs is dead outside and gets tackled for a 4-yard loss. So he'll forever go down in the stat book there with a one carry for -4. So, you know, but he's in the records for that. But, you know,
it's kind of like we're in the NFL record book of having more receiving yards after the age of 40 than Brett Favre.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So I think, you know, for those guys, it's just great for them all to get some reps. You know, Gavin got in there and got some carries, and he's used to it. He does some things in there with that snipper back and all those things. So he gets rotated in. He got a tutty this year. So, got a touchdown in the bullet game, and so it's been good. You know, I think these guys have done a good job all year of moving people around, and just working to get better week in, week out, and they've done that.
Take a quick 60 seconds to talk about how far this team has come since the Stratford loss.
It's funny, we were just talking about that over here. I think it was a regroup type thing, and let's get it together. You know, we had our opportunity against them to beat them. Up there, and we probably should have, but I think that was a kind of a light bulb moment, and some of the guys really took it to heart. And you know, since then, are we on the 5-game win streak in Stratford? I guess so. We've won 5 in a row, and you know, hopefully we can continue to do that. But I think that right there sometimes just kind of, it humbles you a little bit. I thought we, you know, we made some mistakes in the second half of that game, and we didn't play as well as we have on defense in the second half of that game. We gave up some big plays, and it was some coaching points. It was some lessons we had to learn. If you lose, you need to learn lessons from it. And I think our kids have done a good job of taking those and capitalizing on it and getting better and better every week.
Now's the best time to be getting better about it. That's just for sure. More to come on the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Touchdown Fridays are all about big plays, and at Marshland Credit Union, we're here to help you make yours. Cash for your first car or a loan for your forever home, we've got the game plan. Proud to back our hometown teams because winning is better when we all do it together. Marshland Credit Union, local roots, big wins.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory. Over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles, and mention you heard us on this coach's show and receive an additional $500 off any new in-stock purchase. Lusab Kia at the end of Altama, 912-254-2034, and online at lusabkiaofbrunswick.com.
Seeking the top-rated food truck in Glynn County? 95 Wings is your solution. Offering some of the finest wings, loaded fries, and homemade seafood Alfredo, 95 Wings provides a range of homemade wing sauces, including their signature 95 sauce, garlic buffalo sauce, sweet heat, honey lemon pepper, and sweet teriyaki. To stay informed about our times and locations, text 95 Wings to 21000. Don't be shy. Give us a try. It's 95 Wings, where we sauce them and toss them.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak, and this segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, Ashley Business Solutions, Lusab Kia of Brunswick, and Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which of course means it's time to talk about the health and injury status of the team. I know that Jordan Rollins had suffered a concussion, sat out this past week's game. What's his status?
He should be ready to go by Thursday or Friday, tomorrow or Friday, fully cleared, ready to be back on the field. So he's got to do the whole protocol thing. So I think he's down to one day left, and he's ready to go.
Seems to be that's the main injury that we've had this year. It's been a very quiet year on the injury front.
Yeah, Cam's done a good job of monitoring all of it, keeping the kids, you know, healthy and bringing them in and giving them therapy where they need to be, and taking and isolating certain parts of the body so that they can get them recouped as fast as possible. So he's done a really good job of that, and he's done a great job all year. And knock on wood, we've been fortunate not to have anything, you know, no bad injury on the field, you know. So our kids have been pretty resilient, versatile, and flexible at the same time. So, you know, it's been excellent, and I think we're pretty healthy going into the playoffs.
How dedicated has this particular team been towards conditioning? I know that's always a very, you know, especially when you've got a smaller roster size, that's always something that you've been very, very emphatic about, is making sure that conditioning makes it to where you can play 60 minutes or 48 minutes of football with, you know, playing on both sides.
I'm pretty sure there's probably not anybody pushing sleds right now, and we've been pushing sleds every Monday or Tuesday. We push sleds, so there's probably not another team out there really pushing a lot of sleds and doing that, running triangles like we do before practice. So, you know, I think that we're still staying in shape. We run and we condition every day and try to get our guys and keep our guys in shape and ready to go. So it's one of those things that I know everybody's like, oh, it's the game reps. They're ready to go by the end of the season. Well, might be that, but we also condition at the beginning of practice so that we can play through it and still focus when you're tired a little bit. And I think our guys have done a pretty good job with that.
Practice-wise, we've got a first-round bye coming up in the playoffs. We already know who our second-round opponent is going to be. Talk a little bit about what practice has been like thus far and what it's going to be looking like for the next week plus.
This week was, you know, breakdown film on Monday, spend some time in there, go over things, look at sets. And then yesterday and today, you know, what puts us in the best position to make some plays, what some adjustments we need to make, what are things, if they do this, how can we adjust to it and keep us in position and spots on defense and offense the same way, as, you know, where can we gain leverage by doing certain things in certain formations. And then what it eventually boils down to is, can we make adjustments and execute them at full speed? And it's kind of like we were talking earlier, you don't want the kids to think too much. They just need to get the call and be able to roll. And if you're thinking, your feet are sitting still, and we can't have that. So the biggest thing is just getting a lot of reps into it. And then, you know, what's our counter punch off the punch, and then things of that nature. And how quick can we get it set up, and how quick and efficiently can we run it at the same time?
You're listening to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So I briefly mentioned a moment ago that we know that we got the first round bye. We know that we are on the road for the second round of the playoffs going up against the Valwood Valiants. Did you get, or even were you expecting, any further clarity on the logic behind the seeding?
No, it's Max Preps, and they're not very logical. It's a big national data bank that they run stuff, and they tell you it's based off program history, your talent on your roster. But again, I've never seen anybody come out here and analyze any of our roster talent. And then, you know, wins and losses and all that stuff. Again, point it out. I say it again. It ain't going to do any good. Our association's not going to get involved. That would take too much work. And I'll just call it like I see it. To set up a system that's actually based on that year's wins and losses and your strength of schedule. So I can GIAA, the top, Stratford's 8-2. And they finished third in their region, but they're the number one 4 seed. So you finish third in your region, but you're third, but you're number one in 4A. So a lot of questions, you know, like we talked about Sunday night. If I was George Walton, I would probably be the one asking the most questions because they went 10-0, won their region, and they were the only 4A team to win their region. All the other 3A schools won the regions against the 4A schools. So. And then they're ranked fifth. They got to go on the road and went undefeated and have to go play Bullock, who's the defending state champions in 4A. So good luck. You know, that's just I think there's a lot of things that's going to get discussed that week after Thanksgiving after the state championship game. There's going to be a lot. They probably ain't going to like that meeting over in Westfield. So it'll be a lot of discussion. They usually don't like it when I show up anyway, but that's okay. It's just the way it is. I ask a lot of logical questions, and we don't get a lot of logical answers. It's like asking something from the government. You know, you're not going to get an answer you want.
It is one of the questions going to be, why are we continuing on with having different division teams in the same region? I mean, you understand the whole, you know, local, you know, the ease of travel and you know, geographic closeness, but at some point it something's off about having region of multiple divisions. It's hinky.
But it's you know, their thing is travel, and a lot of schools in the private sector, you know, travel's a big deal, being able to afford it. So I get it, but at the same time, it doesn't really benefit us. So next year, we'll probably get Savannah Country Day and ours, and they'll have 400 kids in their high school, and we got 160. They'll be 4A, and Bullock's on the same path of that right now as well. But, you know, at the end of the day, as what was it? Everybody tells me you can only put 11 on the field. So, but that, yeah, you know, the response you get from that is pretty funny. But at the same time, you know, I think our kids, our program, the culture is, you know, we're going to go meet you head on, no matter what. And our goal is to win region championships and be playing in the playoffs and play for state championships year in, year out, every year. And the culture here is we're just going to outwork you. Our goal is we're going to outwork you every day, and we're going to come in, and we're going to grind, and we're going to get better and better and better. And hopefully we can just wear you down at the end. But I can't worry about them. We just got to go take care of us and what we do.
And that's what you're good at. We'll be right back to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Ashley's Pure Water Solutions, the newest division of Ashley's Business Solutions, is a proud supporter of Frederica Knights football. Are you tired of dealing with heavy water bottles, unsanitary coolers, and the rising cost of traditional water delivery companies? Ashley's is now providing reverse osmosis filtered pure drinking water to our customers. Stop risking your health by consuming microplastics and dangerous cancer-causing forever chemicals. Call Ashley's Pure Water Solutions today to set up your 7-day in-office free trial. 912-267-7802. And remember, it's not clean water unless it's pure water.
Because life moves fast, you don't have time to get sick. Stop by Frederica Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy, and get the personalized care you need to be healthy during flu season. Simply walk into Frederica Pharmacy at 3603 Frederica Road on St. Simons to get your flu shot. 912-357-2357. That's 912-357-2357. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak. This segment brought to you by Frederica Pharmacy, 95 Wings, and by Marshland Credit Union. All right, so had a little bit of, it's a little recognition given this past week to one of your star players.
Oh yeah, we had nine guys make the all-region team. Felt like we probably should have got a couple more snuck on there, but you know, we haggled about it in the meeting, and they wanted to get. I mean, I get it, but had the all-region player of the year, Stan Beverly. He did an outstanding job all year, quarterback and free safety. I mean, that was a no-brainer there. So I didn't even have to bring that one up. I'd already nominated him as region player, and then two of the other coaches like he's the player of the year. That's just, and that, so that summed it up. That was a 3-1 right there. But Stan did a great job all year offensively and defensively for us. And then next guy, Gavin, defensive leader, Gavin Grantham for us, was just did an outstanding job. Fuller did a tremendous job for us all year long. And then Jalen Baldwin, Jaden Gibson. I'm trying to go down this list and remember everybody here with my head. Eric Alford, sophomore. J.C. Wessel, sophomore. Hudson Carter, freshman. Am I missing somebody?
Sounds like a no.
I think I've got everybody in that group. It was nine of us, I believe, all in one. So they were nine guys and very deserving. You know, when I listed, you know, I had 11 on there. I thought Braxton and Hoder were also very deserving, and then we went through some stats. We talked about receptions and yards and everything, you know, and I thought Braxton had, I don't know, I think he had 6 or 7 touchdowns, you know, but he had almost 300 yards of receiving and things of that nature. And a couple of those guys talked about their receivers and other stuff. But, you know, I thought Grant played really well for us this year all year too. So I threw those guys out there, and then Bullock, I think, had 8. Pinewood had 6 or 7, and then St. Andrews had 3 or 4. So, you know, we tried to be fair in the meeting, and I understood everybody's point, where they were coming from. So, you know, the guys that didn't get to have an opportunity, I think next year they'll probably get it and be on there. We got a good group, a good core of kids coming back, and hopefully, you know, we can build on it.
Yeah, I was going to say, how encouraging is that, that just about every single player that you just listed right there is a junior or lower?
Yeah, well, they were, as I was naming them off, they were like, oh, what? I was like, yeah, he's a junior, sophomore, freshman. They're like, oh, my gosh, we got it, you know. And I was like, yeah, you know, Gavin and Fuller have done a great job all year. And so, you know, those guys going to be really missed. We got the big shoes to fill for those two guys, Fuller up front, Gavin at that inside linebacker position, and running the defense. So got some shoes to fill with those guys. You know, Wyatt and Travis have really come on and really helped us. Wyatt getting healthy has really helped us a bunch. I thought he had killed St. Andrews' quarterback the other night over on the sideline. He lit him up. But he's come along and really helped us. Travis being in the backfield, you know, and then finding somebody from Mary Ford, you know, hopefully we can find another good kicker to come in and do the job that she's done in the next couple of years. So we got some shoes to fill, but we got a good group of kids coming back.
This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. But that's the thing about Frederica under Coach Brandon Derrick, is that you know, you've always got these seniors that are leading the team. I've told you this numerous times in the past. It's one of the reasons why I have such an appreciation for your coaching style and the way that you run a team, is because, you know, me as a scout master, you as a head coach of a football team, we're both in the business of encouraging the young men and young woman in Mary Ford's case, for them to be the ones that are the leaders. And it always seems like whenever you've got some big names that are graduating, like Fuller, like, Sam.
You know, Gavin.
Yeah. And Gavin. And then in the past, you know, all the other seniors that have led the team, and you're like, man, we're really going to miss them next year. There's always somebody that's there to step up and take that mantle without fail.
Well, they don't have a choice. They have to, you know. We put a lot of pressure on them in off season too, to make sure that they keep up with everybody in off season and everybody's in the weight room and doing things like that. I'd love to say football is just a sport that we play, you know, from we start getting ready in June and you play it up through November. But you have to start preparing as soon as the season's over with. You know, people talk about Nick Saban and winning a national championship, and he gets on the plane and he's, you know, they fly home, he sets the trophy on the desk and tells everybody, you know, as soon as it's 2 o'clock in the morning, so I'll see everybody in the morning at 7:30, you know, and everybody's like, what? We just won the national championship. Yeah, he goes, we're behind. We got to get back to work. You know, we got, everybody else has been recruiting. We've been playing for a national championship. And so people laugh about that, but that's the case in football. It's year round. It's, you have to prepare. You have to get in the weight room. You have to do all of those things. And so, those guys have to be in charge of that, and that's where they start to learn to lead. They have to make sure that everybody's being held accountable and everybody's showing up and getting work in. And the expectations will never change. The standard never changes. You know, we're going to outwork people. We're going to do things this way. And then if it does change, then I'll have to leave. But the standard's going to be we're going to work hard every single day, and we're going to be good at what we do. And when you work hard, it teaches kids more than just football. It teaches them a lot of things about life and lessons and how to go about your business day to day.
So on the bye week this week, what lower bracket games are you going to be paying attention to on the bye week?
You know, we'll keep an eye on who's going to go play John Millage, because hopefully we can handle our business and get an opportunity to play them. But, you know, it'll be interesting. I think Pinewood, you know, we'll pull it out, and they'll have to go play Deerfield. I think that'll be a pretty competitive game. Pinewood, you know, I thought was a really good team. Played well. I think they made a couple of mistakes against Bullock, and that might have cost them. But, you know, I think Keith's got them going back in the right direction. His son Sam's a good running back, and it's a good group to watch and follow and see how well they do and how well our region will compete. I think we can be pretty competitive moving forward. You know, I think Bullock has a good chance to be right in the middle of it in 4A, and I think we have a chance to be right in the middle of it in 3A. So, you know, and hopefully that's what happens. I hope Pinewood goes and wins the next two, and we win the next two, and we play each other in the Final Four, which would be great. But, you know, hopefully that – or the state championship, that'd be awesome. But we got work to do. We got to go punch a clock and get ready.
Notice that I did not mention Valwood a lot this week at all. We will be covering that pretty significantly and pretty in-depth next Wednesday night on the next episode of the Coach Brandon Derrick, or the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick. We're here under the Oaks. We're in the pavilion every Wednesday night recording this live, 7:30. We'd love to have you out here and enjoy some 95 Wings with us and listen to some great Frederica Academy football talk. This has been the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick. On the Bishop Media Sports Network, Jeff Doak signing off after those two magic words from the coach.
Go Knights!